Welcome to Apologetics with Brian O'Connell, where in each episode I answer difficult questions that confront Christianity. In our last episode, I addressed an article by the late Eugene England, who was an associate professor of English at Brigham Young University. As I mentioned before, this article was given to me by a Mormon bishop, which he used as proof for why the Book of Mormon is an accurate and historical book supported by the field of archaeology. However, we saw that not only did the article not provide any actual evidence in support of the Book of Mormon, but we saw that there is zero evidence in the field of archaeology to support the Book of Mormon. We saw this by looking at the letters I received from the Smithsonian and the National Geographic Society. In my last episode, I also mentioned an email that I received from David M., who, if you recall, is a member of the LDS Church. I wanted to let you know that David did respond. Now, although I won't be able to address every email that I receive from people, David's response ties into what I was going to be discussing over the next couple of episodes, so I thought I'd address it directly. In his email to me, which I received on March 3rd, 2021, David mentioned an ancient civilization known as the Hopewell Civilization. He claimed that this civilization, which once existed in North America, was proof for the Book of Mormon. In fact, David wrote that one will see that the Hopewell civilization and the Nephite civilization are a match. David also mentioned that there is DNA evidence which proves this ancient civilization coincides with the civilizations mentioned in the Book of Mormon. Besides these things, David claimed that my mentioning the Bering Land Bridge was inaccurate. In fact, he wrote that DNA shows that the Bering Land Bridge theory has holes. So let's quickly address these arguments. But before we do, let me give you an overview of what we'll be discussing in this episode. In today's episode, we're going to finish looking at the field of archaeology to see if there is any support for the Book of Mormon. Not only that, but we are going to look at the field of genetics to see how DNA research relates to the Book of Mormon. However, for the sake of time, in this episode, I'm only going to briefly address some of the DNA evidence and how it relates to the Book of Mormon. In our next episode, I'm going to dive deeper into the field to show how DNA research has caused huge problems for the LDS Church. Let's now turn our attention back to the field of archaeology, more specifically to the Hopewell civilization that David mentioned. I should point out that yes, there was in fact an ancient civilization here in North America known as the Hopewell Civilization. In fact, this ancient civilization primarily dwelt in the area that is now modern-day Ohio, but it also spread throughout many other states in North America, including Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, New York, as well as several other states. Now, should we be surprised by the existence of this ancient civilization? No, not at all. We know from the Bible that after God confused the languages of all of the people at the Tower of Babel, the nations spread out. This matches with what we see from secular history and science. We see evidence from these fields that over time there were people who migrated from Asia through the use of the Bering Land Bridge to North America. Now, David claimed that the Bering Land Bridge theory has holes. So in our next episode, I will come back to this and address this statement. But the reality is, no, we shouldn't be surprised by the existence of the Hopewell civilization. We should expect to find evidence of ancient people groups here in America. The question is, does this ancient civilization provide proof for the Book of Mormon, as David claims? And the answer is no, absolutely not. Let me explain why I'm saying this. For any of you that are LDS, you might be thinking, Brian, you're obviously going to say that the Hopewell civilization doesn't support the Book of Mormon. If you're thinking that, let me share with you what I wrote to David. In my response to David, I included a news article from the Desert News out of Salt Lake City, Utah. This article addressed the Book of Mormon and the Hopewell civilization. In this article, they quote archaeologist Dr. John Clark, who said, we need to look for more than just evidence for the existence of people in the right times and places. In this article, Dr. Clark goes on to say that the archaeology of New York is persuasive evidence that Book of Mormon peoples did not live there. The archaeological record of that region and time lacks evidence for cities, corn agriculture, fortifications, and dense populations. Therefore, New York is not Book of Mormon country, and we should be looking elsewhere. I should point out that not only is Dr. Clark an archaeologist, but Dr. Clark is an archaeologist who specializes in pre-Columbian Mesoamerican cultures. But even more significant is that he is a professor of archaeology at Brigham Young University, which, if you recall from earlier episodes, BYU is not only a Mormon university, but it's the flagship university of the LDS Church. So here is a scholar from the top Mormon university that specializes in this very topic that we're discussing, and he's stating emphatically that the evidence shows that the Hopewell civilization has nothing to do with the Book of Mormon. But this brings up a different issue. We all know that media outlets, including articles like this, can take someone's words out of context. Aware of this, I reached out to Dr. Clark and sent him an email on March 7th, 2021. In my email to Dr. Clark, I was open and honest with him as to why I was reaching out. Here's what I wrote to him. "Hello, Dr. Clark. My name is Brian O'Connell. I'm a doctoral student at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky, pursuing my doctorate in Christian apologetics. I'm writing to you because of correspondence I've been having with a member of the LDS Church. I was told by this member that the Hopewell civilization is proof for the Book of Mormon. I sent David an article that I came across from the Desert News titled, Challenging Issues Keeping the Faith, Dilemmas with Great Lakes Model More Than Just Geographical. This article was written January 24th, 2011. In this article, they quote you as saying that the Hopewell civilization does not provide proof for the Book of Mormon. I told David that the artifacts which have been found provide proof for the Hopewell civilization, but not for the Book of Mormon due to the drastic differences in the Hopewell civilization compared to what is described in the Book of Mormon. It seemed like this was what you were claiming too. Is this correct? My experience is that oftentimes words can be taken out of context, and I wanted to check with you to see if this was in fact your view. I would love to hear from you regarding the Hopewell civilization and your thoughts on how it relates to the Book of Mormon. Thank you for your time. Blessings, Brian O'Connell." On March 8th, 2021, Dr. Clark was kind enough to respond to my email. Although his response was short, he completely agreed with me and what I wrote to David. Listen to Dr. Clark's response. He wrote, "I'm on your side. The USA does not fit the geography of the Book of Mormon. The Hopewell are the right time period, but their culture does not fit the descriptions. All the best in your research." This is incredible. Not only is Dr. Clark saying that the Hopewell civilization does not support the Book of Mormon, but he's saying that the USA does not fit the geography of the Book of Mormon. This is huge because the Book of Mormon and the Mormon Church claim that the Hill Cumorah in Manchester, New York is the location of where epic battles took place and the region of where these ancient civilizations lived. This is further proof that the events as recorded in the Book of Mormon are not supported by evidence. Again, this is a Mormon scholar from BYU who specializes in this area that's making this claim. So we've just seen from an LDS archaeologist who specializes in pre-Columbian Mesoamerican cultures that the evidence does not support David or any other Mormon that claims that the Hopewell civilization is proof for the Book of Mormon. What about DNA evidence? David mentioned that DNA evidence supports his argument. Is Dr. Clark wrong? Has the emergence of DNA evidence proved that the Hopewell civilization is in fact one of the people groups mentioned in the Book of Mormon? Is there any evidence to support the Book of Mormon? The answer is no. In fact, in 2003, Dr. Lisa Mills wrote her PhD dissertation on this very topic. In her research, Mills extracted DNA from the remains of 49 individuals whose bodies were excavated from different Hopewell mounds. Her research revealed the following. Dr. Mills wrote that the Ohio Hopewell, through an analysis of their mutations, have revealed ancestral relationships with individuals in China, Korea, Japan, Taiwan, Mongolia, Russia, and South America. There was absolutely no link between the Hopewell civilization and any Jewish ancestry. I've mentioned this several times already, but the Book of Mormon claims that the early inhabitants of the Americas were direct descendants of the Jews. If this were in fact true, there should be evidence of this ancestry in the DNA. But there isn't any. Dr. Mills' research, as well as the research of every other geneticist that has studied this topic, has revealed that there is absolutely no link between the early inhabitants of America and the Jews. It's clear from what I've just shown so far in this episode that these are more examples of members of the LDS Church claiming things that are simply not true. These are examples of people claiming things based on their feelings, but not supported by any actual evidence. As I addressed in my last episode, as well as in this one, there is zero archaeological evidence to support the claims that are made in the Book of Mormon. I've also started to show that modern DNA research has likewise disproved the claims made in the Book of Mormon. I now want to look at these fields further to show to you not only why I'm saying there is no evidence to support the Book of Mormon, but to show you that the evidence is actually showing that the Book of Mormon is false. Why do I make such claims? Well, when one studies these scientific fields, they find that these fields simply do not support the claims of the Book of Mormon. When I say this, I need to point out that it's not just non-Mormon scientists that are making these discoveries. Many LDS scientists have been confronted with what the evidence is showing them. In fact, an example of this is anthropologist Dr. Thomas Murphy. Dr. Murphy wrestled with the lack of evidence to support the claims of the Book of Mormon. Dr. Murphy actually wrote his PhD dissertation on this very topic. The title of his dissertation was Imagining Lamanites, Native Americans, and the Book of Mormon. Due to Dr. Murphy's studies on modern DNA findings and how it contradicts the claims of the Book of Mormon, the LDS Church threatened to excommunicate him. In fact, the LA Times ran an article in 2002 where they said that he was considered the Galileo for Mormons. But as I said, Dr. Murphy is not alone. There are many other LDS scholars that have been confronted with the lack of evidence to support the claims made in the Book of Mormon and the LDS Church. I will list several of these LDS scientists in our next episode and share with you their scientific findings. Not only is there no evidence to support the Book of Mormon, but as I said, evidence is actually piling up, which is disproving the claims of the Book of Mormon. As a result of this abundant evidence that's confronting the LDS Church, the LDS Church was forced to respond. In fact, on January 29th, 2019, the LDS Church published an article titled Book of Mormon Geography. This article can be found on the LDS website under the same title. Listen to what they write. Since the publication of the Book of Mormon in 1830, members and leaders of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints have expressed numerous opinions about the specific locations of the events discussed in the book. Some believe that the history depicted in the Book of Mormon, with the exception of the events in the Near East, occurred in North America, while others believe that it occurred in Central America or South America. Although church members continue to discuss such theories today, the church's only position is that the events the Book of Mormon describes took place in the ancient Americas. The statement goes on to say that the church does not take a position on the specific geographic locations of the Book of Mormon events in the ancient Americas. Speculation on the geography of the Book of Mormon may mislead instead of enlighten. Such a study can be a distraction from its divine purpose. Now, to be fair, there was a time when there was no archaeological evidence to support certain people groups mentioned in the Bible, as well as different locations. However, even during those times, there was still the biblical sites that were mentioned in the Bible that could be visited, unlike the Book of Mormon. Even during the time when evidence didn't exist for some of the people groups mentioned in the Bible, there were many of the other people groups and nations that were mentioned in the Bible that were well known, and which there was plenty of archaeological evidence for, unlike the Book of Mormon. The difference between the Bible and the Book of Mormon is that there is zero evidence for any of the civilizations that the Book of Mormon describes. Not only that, but there is not a shred of evidence to support the major events that are described in the Book of Mormon. The events, such as the epic battles that I referred to in my last episode, where it says in Mormon 6 that at the Hill Cumorah, which according to the LDS Church is in Manchester, New York, over 230,000 people died in a massive battle. If you recall, I also mentioned an even larger battle, which is mentioned in Ether chapter 15, verse 2, where it says that over 2 million people died in battle. You would think that with so many people dying in these massive battles, that there would be evidence of such events taking place, or of such civilizations existing. But we saw in our last episode that the Smithsonian and National Geographic Society make it clear that no such evidence exists. Not only that, but we saw from my email from Dr. Clark, an LDS archaeologist from BYU, that the USA does not support the geography of the Book of Mormon. If you have family or friends who are Mormon, you've encountered their claims that there is an abundance of archaeological evidence in support of the events and people mentioned in the Book of Mormon. So what's the evidence they're referring to? Well, I've already addressed the supposed evidence as presented in Dr. Eugene England's book and showed that no evidence was actually given. I've also addressed the Hopewell civilization and shown that this civilization also does not provide support for the Book of Mormon. So then, what other evidence is there? Really, there isn't any evidence. As with the other examples that I've already addressed, the evidence that is used by Mormons is not evidence that actually supports the Book of Mormon. For example, each time a new discovery is made in Central or South America, Mormon apologists get excited and claim that these discoveries are proof for the historicity of the Book of Mormon. However, each discovery only points to further proof of the civilizations that we already knew existed. A recent example of this is a discovery made through the use of LIDAR technology. LIDAR stands for Light Detection and Ranging. This technology uses a laser beam to measure the distance and range of an object. This is done by calculating the time that it takes for the laser to reach the target and then return to its transmitter. Recently, this technology was used to do an airborne mapping of ancient cities and has led to new discoveries. However, each discovery leads to further evidence for a civilization that was already known. For example, an article written June 3rd of 2020 for Science News addresses this topic. In his article titled, LIDAR Reveals the Oldest and Biggest Maya Structure Yet Found, Bruce Bauer discussed how the use of LIDAR led to the discovery of what archaeologists say is the oldest and largest known structure built by Maya people. But again, as with every other discovery that Mormon apologists push as proof for the Book of Mormon, this latest discovery is further proof for a civilization that we already knew existed. Now, you might be tempted to say. But Brian, if there's evidence for civilizations such as the Mayans, the Aztecs, and others, couldn't this be proof for the people groups mentioned in the Book of Mormon? No. As mentioned earlier, the existence of people groups does not act as evidence for the Book of Mormon. We should expect the presence of people groups. This matches with what the Bible talks about, that after the Tower of Babel, people spread out all over the world. So the presence of a people does not act as evidence for the Book of Mormon. Why do I say this? If you recall, the Book of Mormon claims that these civilizations were direct descendants of the Jews. However, there is not a trace of Jewish ancestry in any Native American DNA. I'm going to come back to this in our next episode. In fact, the next episode is entirely focused on this very topic. Right now, I want to return to the field of archaeology. So far in this, in our last episode, we've looked at the fact that archaeology doesn't support the Book of Mormon. I now want to look at some of the archaeological errors that are found in the Book of Mormon. The first error is regarding the mention of horses in the Book of Mormon. For example, horses are mentioned in the following places in the Book of Mormon. 1 Nephi chapter 18 verse 25, which records events that supposedly happened around 589 BC. Enos chapter 1 verse 21, which records events that supposedly happened between 544 to 421 BC. Alma chapter 18 verse 9 through 12, which records events that supposedly happened around 90 BC. And 3rd Nephi chapter 3 verse 22, which records events that supposedly happened around AD 17. Before I get into the specifics about the mention of horses in the Book of Mormon, I want to answer where I got these dates for these specific books. The answer to this question is at the bottom of each page in the Book of Mormon. On each page, it tells you the date for when the event supposedly took place. And it's from these dates that are given in the Book of Mormon that I've compared them to what we know from history regarding when horses came to America. Not only does the Book of Mormon mention horses in these verses that I've just read to you, but in Enos chapter 1 verse 21, it tells us that the people of Nephi raised many horses. Not only that, but in Alma chapter 18 verses 9 through 12, these verses mention that King Lamoni had horses and chariots that were being prepared for him. So what's the problem with this? Well, the problem with the Book of Mormon claiming that there were horses in America between 589 BC to 421 BC is that history, archaeology, and science shows us that there were no horses on the North American continent during the time that the Book of Mormon claims there was. For example, Funk and Wagnall's Standard Reference Encyclopedia says the following. They write, "The first horses to be introduced into America were the Arab type and were brought by the Spanish conquistadors in the 16th century. Even those that hold to an evolutionary view and think there were horses on this continent at some point believe that they became extinct during the Ice Age and did not return until the Spanish reintroduced them in the 1500s. The following comes from the National Museum of the American Indian, in an article titled, A Terrifying First Vision. In this article, they write, "For many native peoples, the first sight of a horse was terrifying. A Spanish soldier on horseback seemed to be a single monstrous creature. The Spanish used this terror to advance their conquest, sometimes attaching bells to their armor to add more noise and confusion." So we've seen that horses weren't in America during the time in which the Book of Mormon claims. I now want to look at another archaeological error, and that is with the mention of wheat and barley in the Book of Mormon. There are several locations in the Book of Mormon where wheat and barley are mentioned. For example, In Mosiah chapter 7 verse 22, which records events that took place around 121 BC, Mosiah chapter 9 verse 9, which records events that took place around 188 to 187 BC, as well as Alma chapter 11 verse 7 and chapter 11 verse 15, which both record events that took place around 82 BC. As I bring this episode to a close, let me explain why the mention of wheat and barley are such a big deal. The reason it's such a big deal is that just as with the claim to there being horses, wheat and barley being mentioned in the Book of Mormon contradicts what history, archaeology, and science show us, which is that these plants did not exist on our continent until the Europeans arrived in the 1400s. For example, according to Funk and Wagnall's Standard Reference Encyclopedia, the cultivation of wheat was introduced into Mexico by the Spaniards in 1520. The grain was first planted in New England and Virginia early in the 17th century. According to the United States Department of Agriculture, barley likewise was brought to America by European settlers. In fact, they explain that barley, together with other English grains, was grown in 1602 on Martha's Vineyard and the Elizabeth Islands off the south coast of Massachusetts, and by the colonists of the London Company in Virginia in 1611. It's clear from what we've discussed about horses and grain that evidence does not support the Book of Mormon. Not only that, but it's obvious from what has been covered in this episode that archaeological evidence does not support the claims made in the Book of Mormon, which is why in 2019, the LDS Church had to post an article on their website claiming that the location of where the events took place, as recorded in the Book of Mormon, are unknown. Not only that, but they even went further and claimed that the LDS Church has never claimed specific locations. They had to make these statements due to the lack of evidence to support their beliefs and due to the overwhelming evidence that is pouring in showing that the claims of the Book of Mormon are wrong. We saw that even though the LDS Church is claiming to have never held a specific location for the events of the Book of Mormon, that statement is blatantly false. I say this because several parts of the Book of Mormon claim that massive battles where millions of people died happened at the Hill Cumorah, which the LDS Church claims is in Manchester, New York. It's also at the Hill Cumorah that the LDS Church claims that the angel Moroni appeared to Joseph Smith. Due to what evidence is showing, the LDS Church is now trying to backpedal. Unfortunately for them, the way they are backpedaling is completely contradicting the Book of Mormon, which the LDS Church claims is scripture. More than that, the LDS Church claims that the Book of Mormon is more accurate than the Bible. However, it's been clear from this and our last episode that the Book of Mormon is not scripture and is not reliable like the Christian Bible. In our next episode, I want to turn our attention to the topic of anthropology and DNA research to see if DNA evidence supports the Book of Mormon. That's all the time that we have for today. Come back next time as we look at modern DNA research to see if there's evidence to support the Book of Mormon. God bless.